Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi, daf Lamed Tes, 39, and we are on Lamed Ches on the base. We just read the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about setting up an Erev, Mishai b'Mizrach v'amar l'bno, somebody's on the east, he sends the son to the west to set up the Erev. Remember, a couple of days ago, we spoke about the issue that is not really spoken about by so many, but again, we spoke about there. How many ways can one set up an Erev Tchum? So either one could go and put food there, or have food put there, right? That was one way. The other way is to go there in one's presence being at the Erev. Then we also said maybe according in certain cases where it's difficult and one is a traveler, then one can even just have Kavana. I'm not there, but I have Kavana to be there. Remember the case where somebody was sent by his city to make an Erev and he had Kavana to be there, and even if the person who was supposed to do it for him didn't make the Erev, still, he had Kavana. So that's another way. We spoke about, could one send a shliach just to have his presence there? You could send a shliach to put food there. And you could go there yourself to have your presence there. Could you send a shliach just to have your presence there? Or is this like a mitzvah shebegufo? Right? It's something that you can't, just like you can't have somebody put tefillin on for you. You can have somebody to sit in the sukkah for you. Then to create your kinyan shvisa through your presence, so maybe that wouldn't be able. So our Mishnah does not specify, but lachora, it's with food, right? Somebody is b'mizrach and he sends his son to be ma'ariv. What does he send? To be ma'ariv lachora with food. Lachora with food. But again, maybe it's, it could be the case of the presence, that would be a chiddush, because we said that would say, be saying shlichus would work just for being there. Okay, something to research, something to think about. But either way, the Mishnah said if somebody's on the wrong side, somebody's on the east and he wants them to be on the west and wants to be on the east, so you could send a shliach to make your Erev. And it depends. If when Shabbos starts, you're within 2,000 amos of your house, and then your house is within 2,000 amos of the Erev, then that all works. You're good. But if your Erev, if you are within 2,000 amos of the Erev and not of your house, that's not going to work. So, and we wondered about that. But we thought the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah was that you are going to your house and your Erev is going to be on the other side of your house. So how is it possible that you are closer to your Erev than you are to your house? We said that was not so clear in the Mishnah, so we'll have to see. But the Mishnah also said, Hanose Nese Ruvo, as we know, we set up the Erev on the edge of the city, and if somebody puts their Erev in the Ibur of the city, within the part that, literally, we said you impregnate, Ma'abrin, we said we had the Machlokas Aleph Ayin, Ma'aber with an Aleph is at a limb, and Ma'ab with an Ayin, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but if you put in the Ibur She'er, then you didn't do anything, you didn't accomplish anything, because you already had that. You already had that in the, it's like, if you set up anywhere in your city, you put an Erev anywhere in the city, it's meaningless. Because you already have your whole city as Dalet Amos, and then outside, 2,000. And then the last line of the Mishnah, if you put it outside of the Tchum, if you did set an Erev correctly, so as we've noted, you lose from the other side. If I put an Erev on out to the west, then I'm going to lose some space to the east. If I put it 1,600 Amos to the west, so that I only have 400 Amos that I can go to the east, because it's 2,000 Amos altogether. Good. Says the Gemara, Mishaya b'Mizrach, last line, Lamed Ches Mabez. So again, the pashtus of the Mishnah is that when it says east and west, it's talking about in relation to your house. And that's why the Mishnah is a little difficult to understand, because if it's in relation to your house, then how is it possible that you'll be further from your house than you are from the Erev, meaning the second part of the Mishnah. Le'eruvo alpayimama ulebeso yoser mikan. Mutter le ruva vasul beiso, but how is that possible? So that's what the Gemara says. Minkoshi makshile bar kapara, based on this question of bar kapara, le mizrach beno ulamayrev beno. So it must be the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's east and west of your son, not east and west of your house. Nicha, so then it fits in. Im yesh bimenu ulabeiso apayim ama. If there is 2,000 amos to your house, ule ruva yosmikan, more to the Erev, mi mutter le beiso vasa le ruvo, le ruvo apayim ama, ule beiso yosmikan, mutter le ruvo ule beiso aser, right? How would that work? How would that be possible? So it must be that it's not talking about in relation to your house, it must be talking about in relation to the sun. And then, you know, wherever your son is, you're in the east or the west, but it's still possible that your Erev could be closer to you than your house if you're very far out of the city. Good. Anshe ir gedola mahalchin es kol ir ktana. We're going to add in an important word. Ve'ein anshe ir ktana Mahalchas Kol Ir Gedola. You have a big city and a small city next to each other. The small city is totally swallowed up within the tchum of the big city. Right? If you go 2,000 amos out of the big city, so the entire small city is within the tchum of the big city, but the entire big city is not within the tchum of the small city. If you go 2,000 amos of the small city, you end up in the middle of the big city. So the Mishnah says, the small city, they're stuck there, they have 2,000 amos. You don't say that, oh, because the tchum of the small city ended within the big city, so the whole big city is considered dalet amos, and no, you don't say that. If the entire city is within your tchum, like the big city to the small city, then you can say the whole small city is considered 4 amos, or maybe even nothing. And then you could go beyond that, 2,000 amos. But the other way, not. So that's what the Mishnah says. The whole big city could walk the entire small city because the small city is swallowed up within the tchum of the big city, and it's ki'ilu, it's not a city, as we'll see. But it doesn't work the other way. The ein anchi er ktana, but the small city cannot walk the whole way. Ketzad. So now the Gemara is going to say, have a discussion whether this word belongs here. Because if it's, as I just explained it, then the ketzad doesn't fit, because we're about to talk about a different type of case. The first line of the Mishnah, as we just explained it, was that the big city and the small city have different halachas. Right? The big city can walk the whole small city, the small city cannot walk the whole big city. So ketzad is about to explain a case where they have the same halachas, big and small. So that's why the Gemara is going to take out the word ketzad. But we'll read it for now because it wasn't deleted yet. Ketzad, misha haya bi'ir gedola, v'nasad izru bi'ir ktana. What's the second case of the Mishnah? A different type of case. What happens if I put my Erev into a different city? If I'm living in a city, then we know that my Erev starts from outside the city. The whole city is considered 4 amos. I'm considered outside the city. But what if I put my Erev in a different city? Am I also considered as if I'm a member, a resident of that city, so that the whole city is called 4 amos? Or no? Or do you say, no, no. You put your Erev in that city, that's fine. 2,000 amos from the spot of the Erev. Which one is it? Machlokas Tanan. So Ketzad. And in that case, it doesn't make a difference, big, small. So that's why we're going to take out the word. Ketzad, Mishaya Bi'er Gedola. V'nasani Ruva Bi'er Ktana. Somebody lives in a big city, but they put the Erev in a small city. O Bi'er Ktana, V'nasani Ruva Bi'er Gedola. Or they're in a small city, they put the Erev in the big city. Mahalech Eskula V'chutzala Apai Mama. Tanakama says, you are considered a member of that city. And therefore, you could walk 2,000 amos outside of that city. Either if you live there, or if you put your Erev in a city, then you're also considered a resident of that city, and you could walk 2,000 amos outside that city. Rabbi Akiva Omer? No. Ein lo makim yiruch eruv elo payim ama. Rabbi Akiva says, no, 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 only up to 2,000 amos. You are not considered an exact resident of that city by putting your Erev there. No, your Erev works, but it's not considered a resident of that city. Period. Rabbi Akiva, again, if you look throughout Chazal, Rabbi Akiva here in our Mishnah is spelled with a hey at the end of it. Right? Sometimes Akiva is spelled with an aleph at the end of it. That's the Aramaic way of writing it. But Akiva sometimes is spelled with a hey. Remember, that's the dream of the Arzarua. The Arzarua, one of the great Ashkenazic Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, named his sefer Arzarua. Why? What Arzarua Latzatik? You just like the Pasuk? So before he was going to publish his work, he writes it on the first page of his sefer. He often wondered how to spell Akiva. How to spell Akiva? What's the last letter? Is it a hey or is it an aleph? And one time he had a dream, and he saw in his dream that pasuk of Arzarua Latzadik, and he saw a Sofei Tevos lit up, like flashing, right? Arzarua Latzadik, Arzarua Latzadik L'shalei Simcha, or Sofei Tevos Rabbi Akiva. Or is the Reish, and Zarua, it's an aleph there, Rabbi Akiva, and Simcha is spelled with a hey at the end of it. As he says, he took it as a message from Shemayim that you spell Akiva with a hey. And he was so excited about that message from Shemayim that he named his sefer Arzarua. Arzarua Latzadik Galusha Elev Simcha. That's also why the Minog of Klai Yisrael is to say Arzarua by Kol Nidre. Right? When we take out the Torahs, because they say Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur, so it's a remez to that, or even if he wasn't killed on Yom Kippur, we want to invoke the power of Rabbi Akiva, of Torah Shebaal Peh. So, in any case, but here we have Rabbi Akiva with a hay. But we're talking about cities, big cities and small cities. So again, according to the way that we just explained it, the two parts of the Mishnah are talking about two different cases. Right? The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the big city totally envelops the small city's tchum and not the opposite. And the second part of the Mishnah is just that if you put your tchum in a different city, machlokas tanoim, whether It's called you live there. So it's, you get 2,000 amos outside of that city, or no, you get from that spot. So Anshi Ir Gadola Malchus Kol Yerktana V'Chulu Keni Masisa. It's true that the Mishnah should read as follows: Anshi Ir Gadola Malchus Kol Yerktana, Anshi Ir Ktana Einon Malchus Kol Ir Gadola. Right, as we just said, that should be the proper reading of the Mishnah, where you have an Ein. So where it says Ketzad, so how does that word Ketzad fit in? If you read it like we just read it, the first line of the Mishnah is making a difference between a big and a small city. Then how does that fit to the second half of the Mishnah, where there's no chiluk? Answers the Gemara, leskan ketzad. Okay, take out the word ketzad. Right? The ketzad is not meant to be there because we are talking about two different cases. Next. Ir. Mao shatala mimidas alpayim. So, back in the first case, when we say, let's say you live in a big city, the small city is entirely within your tchum. So therefore, it's not considered a separate city. Do you consider the small city 4 amos, or do you consider it 0? And you don't even have to take it in, I mean, let's say, I don't know, you have 1,000 to get to that city, and then you have another, like, do you only have 996 after the city, or is it considered nothing? So, Ir Ma'o Shetala V'midas Alpayim, does it count towards the 2,000, or is the small city in the Reisha nothing? Amar Reb Chizkiyah of Simo, Mishim Reb Yochanan, Ein Ir Ola V'midas Alpayim. Doesn't count for anything. It's Kilu, it's your city. Just like in your own city, you have 2,000 amos outside your city. You don't have, 1996 outside your city. Your city is considered your Rishus. And the 2,000 amos starts out. So to here, Amar Reb Elazar, Ir Ola V'midas Alpayim. And Reb Elazar argues. Reb Elazar says, no. It starts, it counts towards the Alpayim, and it's considered 4 amos. It's considered within the Tum, but it's still considered something. Still considered something. Period. Barishona. A little story, but we haven't had a real Agadic story in a long time. In Mesechas Erevin. But that's okay. Barishona, how you B'nai Tveria, Malchunas Kol Yer Chamsa. B'nai Tveria, as we've said, that was the center of the spiritual existence during the times of the Yerushalmi. Tveria and Sipori and all these places up there. Tveria, the last place where the Sanhedrin was. So B'nai Tveria, you walk the whole Chamsa. Chamsa was close by. U'b'nei Chamsa, einem magiyim el ad Akipa. But the B'nei Chamsa, because their tchum ended in Tveria, so they only were able to go up to the Kippa. Up to the Kippa, some type of domed structure. V'yachshav, but now that there's been construction, and they filled in a lot of the space between Chamsa and Tveria, and now it's like one big connected city. So v'yachshav, B'nei Chamsa, it's Tveria, Achasi. Right? It's all one big city because they've connected it in the two. Which this story, what is the story here for? So I can tell you about the Tchumin and this story about the big and small. It also reflects the fact that whenever you have Eruv, there's always changing realities. And whoever's responsible for the Eruv, it's not like, okay, I checked the Eruv now and 4 years later, I checked it 4 years ago. It hasn't been a storm in 4 years, so it's all still kosher. Very often there's new realities in cities. Like if you have an area of like in a rural area, things don't change so much, even though they do change. But sometimes there are new structures and, you were using a certain wire and the city changed the wire. So, one always has to be on top of the new realities of what your Erev is surrounding. So that's what, maybe is an implicit message of this story. You see, things change. Here it changed for the good. Here it changed for the good that you wouldn't need a new tchum, but that's an important point about, Erev. Amr Reb Yirmiya. Says Reb Yirmiya, Maisa Baroa Echad Zakein. Sheba, there was an elderly shepherd who once came. Sheba V'yamar, Lifnei Rebbe. Zachor Ani Shayu B'nei Migdal. Remember we said anybody's believed when it comes to Erev, because it's Durabanan, so anybody can be believed. But he says this Roa came and said, I remember, so the B'nei Migdal used to go up to Chamasa, Umhalchen is called Chamasa. They used to travel and be able to use the walk around the whole Chamasa. Umagin lechatzar achitzona hasmucha legesher. And they came even up to the yard next to the bridge. Vehita Rebbe, sheyu b'nei migdal olam lechamasa. Umahalchan is called Chamasa. Rebbe allowed this. The b'nei migdal were able to walk around the whole Chamasa. You see, that was all within the tchum. Umagin lechatzar achitzona legesher. And also, they came to the Chatzar Chisona all the way into the Gesher. Va'od hita Rebbe shiyu b'nei geder yordan l'chamasa. And the b'nei geder were able to go, not only the b'nei migdal, but b'nei geder, another place, used to go down to chamasa. Va'olin l'geder, and then go back together. B'nei Chamasa in all together, but not the opposite. B'nei Chamasa couldn't go up. So Rebbe allowed one direction, not the other. Why not? Why not? Why wouldn't he allow the B'nei Chamasa go together? So two days. Amar Abmana Mipnei HaRashuyos. Because of the authorities. What does that mean, Wamshat? It means the B'nei Geder were not such nice people and aggressive, and they didn't like the B'nei Geder. And then Rebbe was worried about the danger that these citizens would find themselves in if they would go to Geder. So the B'nei Chamasa weren't allowed to go to Geder because of the Rishuyos. I know that's what the different pshat than what it means, but if you look in the P'nei Moshe, Rishuyos, Shahayu Elu Tachas Rashus Vishwara Acheres. They was under a different government. Ubnei Geder Hayu Makin V'chovtin. They used to get beat up. They used to beat up the B'nei Chamasa and Shabbat Rishuson. And therefore, Rebbe was worried about that. So not as a halachic tchum issue, but he says, I don't want you to go there. He was roa es hanolad, right? He didn't want to put them into this dangerous situation. So that's reason number one, why he went in that one direction. Right? Roa es hanolad, right, is one of the mitos of a chacham, right? Is a roa is different mamari chazal, but roa es hanolad. You have to see the future. Right, you see the future. Sometimes we have to take into account, you know, what's going to be in the future, which would impact our present behavior. The Torah Tamima has a different shot, another level of interpretation on Roes Hanolad. If you look at the Baruch Shamar, that's the Torah Tamima, right? Baruch Halevi Epstein, right, who wrote the Torah Tamima on Chumash, and his other Sfarim are called Baruch Shamar. His name was Baruch, right, on Siddur, on Haggadah, on Pirkei Avos. So on the first page of his commentary on the Siddur, which is very scholarly and creative. So he writes, isn't it unusual that we start davening by quoting Bilam? It's the first thing we do every day. We couldn't find a nice pasuk. Okay, it's a nice pasuk, Matov Olecha Yaakov. But couldn't have been another pasuk anywhere in Tanakh that we could have started with. We have to start with Bilam Arasha. So he says, well, maybe it's a chiddush. Afalpi. Even Bilam spoke about the amazing beauty of Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's why we start with it. Then he goes through other rayas to this. But then he says, maybe it's also to give us the message that sometimes you have to judge the idea for the idea. Don't judge the person talking. If it's MS, then take the MS for what it is. Don't worry about who said it. He says, and that's maybe another idea. Don't look at the molid of the idea. Look at the nolad. Ezeo chacham haroe es hanolad. The chacham, the wise man, is someone who could look at the idea and roe es hanolad and see that. Ki kishiroa o shomea adam dvarim v'inyanim shonim yivaker v'yarichosam mitzad erich atzman im tovim heim o refuyim. Is it good? Is it loose? Is it weak? V'lo yarichosam mitzad erich omrehem asher imhu adam gadol v'chacham mefursam yikablam v'imlav lo yukalam be'enaf. There is a limit to this. If you know somebody who's a Rasha Mushchas, you know, but even Bilam is a Rasha Mushchas, and he said it. Maybe Kavachomer to anybody else in the world, he would say. But that is the that is what he suggests here in the beginning of his commentary. There is, I think the Chizkuni writes in the beginning of his Sefer. Chizkuni is from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. I'm just going to quote the ideas. I'm not going to quote who said it, right? Because I want you to judge the ideas themselves. Okay. But that's the little Roas Hanolad, but that's what Rebbe did here. Rebbe was Roas Hanolad, so that's why he didn't want the B'nai Chamsa going up to get there because they were not so friendly to their guests. Pshat number one of why Rebbe didn't allow it in that direction, or pshat number two, Amar Yossi Barbun, Loman Atam Azeh, that's not the reason why Rebbe allowed the B'nai Geder to go to Chamsa, but didn't allow the B'nai Chamsa to go to Geder. It wasn't because of the difference in authorities. Ella, but it was because it was like the first case of our Mishnah, meaning one was surrounded by the other one, but not the opposite. El begid taninan, anchi ir gedola mahachanas kol ir ktana, vein anchi ir ktana mahachanas kol ir gedola. The meaning, Geder was the big city, and that totally surrounded Chamsa in its chum. But it wasn't the other way, so that's why they couldn't go to the other city. Period. Idrik is talking about a roe, maisa biroe echad. There is a medrash. There's a medrash that says that there is no more buzzui umnis. Right, you're supposed to teach your son a trade. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. This is the Yalkut Shimoni on that Mizmar, Chaf Gimel, on Mizmar L'David, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. Amar Chaber Chanina, there is no lower, more inferior type of occupation than a shepherd. He just goes with his walking stick and his knapsack. That's all he does his whole life. And yet, David HaMelech calls Hashem his shepherd. Right? In Mizmor LaDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. You call Hashem your shepherd? There's nothing worse than a shepherd. V'David, Amar David, Mizakenim Ezvonan. David says, well, I learned it from my Zakenim, who? Yaakov Avinu. Ha'elokim, what did Yaakov Avinu call Hashem in Vayechi? Ha'elokim, Ha'roe Osi. Afani Kore Oso Roe. If Yaakov Avinu could call Hashem his shepherd, so I could also call Hashem my shepherd. Shenemar, Hashem Roi, Lo Echzar. Right, that is the Medrash. So what is that? What's the message of that? If you look in the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Yivalash's commentary on Pirkei Avos in the second parak, see, he talks about this Mizmar, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, and he talks about, he says, V'himshel no mehatzon, Asher lefamim yirtzelo asela alos. Why? What does it mean Hashem is our shepherd? Because often, sheep, they want to go up, they see grass over there. They want to go there. And the shepherd's hitting them and not letting them go there. Because the shepherd knows that there's a wolf over there. And therefore, even if he looks like I am right here, I don't want to stay here. And it goes this direction, that direction. Sometimes the sheep don't want to go. And the shepherd pushes them to go. Yar bitzeni, he sets me down. Mashu marbitzo siyal makomi hulaman hanos desha sherpo. V'lefamim nafochu ki aser rotzel lanuach ulahargio. I want to stay here, and the shepherd's going to push me. He says v'abemes hulatova. But we have to recognize al meimenuchos yinahaleni. Sometimes he'll make me stay here. Yar bitzeni, he'll be marbitz me on the grass, and then other times he'll force me to move. Al meimenuchos yinahaleni. Mashemnalos yimim komi hulaman hameimenuchos. Al kein akadosh baruch hu roe osanu. Hashem shepherds us. Ukeshe roe matzavenu lotov ma'atikotanu al derech acher. Hashem knows how to run Jewish history. V'anachnu kasher lo neida v'lo navin atov atzafun bazeh mitztarim anachnu. We're upset. But we have to realize gam ki begeit samaves lo ira roki atoy madi Hashem is my guide. From Matisio Solomon, in one of his mamarim, he says, maybe this is the pshat by Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because, and he picks up on the psukim, and there's a Bali Tosfos that picks up on the psukim. Yaakov Avinu was punished for, remember when he first said to Paro, Paro said, how old are you? And Yaakov says, I am so old, I've had a tough life. And he says, Ma'at viraim. So he was punished, right? 33 years, 33 words, whatever it is. But Rabbi Matzio Solomon here quotes that he connects that Ma'at viraim to Vayechi, Halakim HaRoe Osi. He says, Halakim HaRoe Osi, there in Vayechi is spelled without a vav. Spelled chaser. So the word Ra'a and Ro'e are spelled the same. So he said, maybe Yaakov Avinu learned from he thought it was Ra'a, but it's really Hashem is just Ro'e. Hashem is shepherding him, and even if we don't always understand it, this is what we have to recognize. That's what we have to recognize, and looking back. And that's why David HaMelech says, that's good enough for me. Good enough for me to call Hashem the Roeh also. And we know many of the greats in Tanakh, Moshe and David and Yaakov, they were all shepherds. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, third to last line. Ma pligin. Now we're going back to the second half of the Mishnah. What was the second half of the Mishnah? Remember we had a machlokas? If I put my Erev Tchum in a city, am I like a resident of that city? So the city is like Dalai Lama's or no? You have 2,000 Amos from that food. So machlokas. So ma pligin, that machlokas is only Bishnazo Eruvin Mipatya. The machlokas is only if I put the Erev in the city in a semi-public area. I put it on the sidewalk. I put it on a bench on the sidewalk. Avalim nasa yiruvim bibatim. But if I put my Erev in somebody's house in that city, then for sure I'm like a resident of the city. Avar Bikiva Moder. Bikiva would, of course, would be Moder. As if you live there. Rabbi Babre, Durav Papi Boy, Rabba says, maybe not so fast. Why? Hoysa irshi irva, vanasa yiruvim bibatya. Lo kamisha nasa yiruvim bibatim. We're probably talking about a city that made an Erev. right? When we saw the machlokas, they put it in the city. But if you have a city that made an Erev, it's ki'ilu, they're one big family. So wherever you put it, it's like you put it in a house. So, and Rabbi Kiva still argues in the regular Pashit, case of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Bas says, I don't think that's true what you just said. I think even if you would put it in a house, Rabbi Kiva would argue. People would say you only have 2,000 amos from the city, from the Eruv. So Machlokas Amaram here, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you put it in a house in the city, would Rabbi Kiva agree then that that's only like Dalet Amos and you have 2,000 amos from outside the city or not? First day says he would agree. Second day says he would agree. Ir Shacharva, what happens? Now back to the Tanakama. Right? Tanakama, what does the Tanakama hold? In the case that we're talking about, if you put an Erev in a city, you're like a member of that city. What if you put it in a city that was Nechrav? What does Nechrav means? There's no more residents, but the walls are still up. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Ain't but the Urin, I'm a Mechitzosek Kayomos. So if you put it in that kind of, so if you live in that city, if I happen to be Kone Shvisa in a city with walls, even though there's no people there, that's still called my city. And therefore you start counting the Erev from outside the walls. What if, again, you don't live there, you just put your Erev there? So the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, usually says you still start counting from outside the walls. But here there are no people. So does that make a difference? So Ir Shacharva, Rabbi Elazar Omer Malachas Kula V'chutz L'Apayim Amah. It does make a difference, right? You could go from outside the city 2,000 Amos. Shmuel Amar, Ein Lo Mamakam Eruvah L'Apayim Amah. Shmuel says, no, 2,000 Amos from Yerukam Eruv. There's no people there. How could you say this is a normal city? It's a city that's desolate. And therefore, even though normally, if you put your Erev in a city, you could get 2,000 amos from outside that city, not in this case, if there's no diurin. Similar, Rav says, if you put your Erev in a corral, or in a place where there are animals, you could go 2,000 amos from outside the whole area. So, this should be the same halacha. So, the Gemara brings a raya to Rebbe Elazar, right? That in the case of a area where animals are, there's nobody lives there, and yet you put your Erev there, you have 2,000 amos from outside the whole area. So too, if you put your Erev in a city, which was Nechrav. Ir Chadasha, Modi ben Abatim, V'yishana Modi ben Achoma. We have a braisa that says, a new city, you can measure from the houses. An old city, you measure from the walls. What is new? What does old mean? Ezu chadash, ezu yishana. So machlokas. Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Shem Rav Chasdoi. Rebbe Zeir first quotes from Rav Chasdoi. Bana batam yachach bana choma zui chadasha. The new or old is talking about the walls. If you first built a city and then built the walls, that's called new, and then you go from the houses. Why? Because you see from there the houses are more important. If you first build the houses and then decide, you know what, let's put a wall up, then obviously the houses are the ikker. So you go by 2,000 amos from the houses. But if you first built the wall, then you see the wall is very chashiv. You first built the wall for protection and then you built the houses, zui yishana, and then you would go from the walls. That's Rabbi Zeira and the name of Chasdoi. Rabbi Zeira, Amar, Rabbi Zeira himself argues. He says, bein zu chadasha. No, I think that both of those are new. What does old mean? Zui yishana. Old means there's no more people, right? There's been gentrification, right? There's been people who have left. Nobody lives there anymore, right? So that's what it means. Rabbi Zeira says, what does old mean? People used to live all the way till the wall. That's when you could go by the walls. Rabbi Zeira says, you go by the people. If you have people that used to live near up until the walls, that's called old, therefore you can go by the walls. If you never had people that lived up to the walls, you had people who lived in the houses, but that middle area was never residential, so then that would not be part of the city. Zeira Kedaitun, and Rabbi Zeira is Lashitasa. Rabbi Zeira, who just said that the diurin are what make a difference. Old means you had people living up until the wall. That's when you could go by the wall. That follows Hishita in the following. This Palgan. Bana Tisha L'Shem Karpef Yechel L'Shem Dayar. What if you have a big wall? Getting back to our Karpef discussions. Remember Karpef? Big areas that were enclosed not for residential purposes. So there's special dinim there. You can't carry there without making it hukaf ladira. So what happens if you have 9 sections of that wall that was, you enclose it not for residential purposes. And then one little section you close for residential purposes. V'echad l'shem dayar. Amar Rebbe Elazar, afilu banas asiri l'shem dayar, is a kedayar. Rebbe Elazar says, that's fine. It's all considered residential. As long as you did even a little bit of it, 1/10 of it, that would be good enough. And there's four words that we have to add in that are missing from the Girsa. If you look in the Karban Eidah, Rebbe Zeira Amar, Eino Kedayer. Rebbe Zeira says, no. It's not called residential if it wasn't built for residential. So you see from this Rebbe Zeira Shita also that residents and people make a big difference, right, in terms of determining whether an area is considered Hukaf L'dira or not. Similar to what he just said about the old wall. It's considered an old wall if people used to live up until the wall. Period. Let's just do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, getting back to what was our Machlokas in the previous Mishnah? Again, Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakama. If you put your Erev in a city, are you considered a resident of that city? So you have 2,000 amos from outside the city? Or no, you have 2,000 amos from that spot. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Lahen, Rabbi Akiva says to them, Rabbi Akiva, who said that you have 2,000 amos from that spot, Iyata modem li benosin itziru al pi ma'ara. Don't you agree, Rabbi Kiva says, if you put your Erev on the mouth of a cave, She'ein lo mimakam eruva el apayim ama, if you put it on the edge of a cave, you have 2,000 amos from that spot. Right? So too if you put it anywhere in a city. Amrullah, they say, no. Emes abizvan she'ein ba diurin. You know why you go by that Erev? If there's nobody living there. If it's a cave. It's not a city. So then you go by 2,000 amos from the spot of the Erev. Avol abizvan she'ein ba diurin. What if you have a cave that people live in? And you put it in the cave. Then you go by the outside of the cave. The city could be like the cave could be like the city. Nimsa kalmatocha mealgaba. And therefore the Mishnah says, ironically, it's better to put it inside the cave than on top of the cave. If you put it inside the cave and people live there, then you consider the whole cave daladamas. You can measure daladamas from outside the cave. But if you put it on top of the cave, nobody lives on top of the cave. Therefore you have to count to daladamas from that spot. So it's worse. Even though it's more outside, it's worse in that regard. Period. Ulamodate sha'amru, and the Gemara just says, this is not about a case where you put it in the cave and measuring out. But what if you have an Erev somewhere else and it ends in the cave? Ulamodate sha'amru, shenozun la'apai mama, afilu sof midasa kala b'ma'ara. If it ends in the cave, then that's it. You have to end exactly where it is in the cave. You can't go further. Our only discussion is if you put it in the cave and it's residential, then you can start from outside. But if not, if it's talking about where it ends, then you have to go up until that point and no further. Maybe we'll start next time with there's an amazing Ksava Kabbalah on Parshas Bereishis that talks about Cain, who was Bona'ir. Cain built a city. What kind of city did he need for his one child? Or there was a city? So he connects the words ir and ma'ara. Right, there's a connection between those cities, the same Shorish. So as we're talking about here, about a Ma'ara that's residential, but we'll have to wait with that one until next time. Okay, we'll stop here.